The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. That's what you're listening to. We talk about fishing, hunting, crabbing, firearms, wildlife, and tame life, too. We're here at WCBM 680, and our producer this morning is Michelle. Michelle has been producing some of the morning show and overnight stuff, and we worked with Michelle about 2 years ago. So I guess Aaron's on vacation somewhere, and
he's when actually at a wedding today.
Oh, he's at a wedding.
Yeah.
Good for him. I hope it's not his own.
No. Not yet.
Not yet. I know.
Hopefully he's got, soon.
Yeah, he's got a pretty serious girlfriend there. So anyway. But that's good. So I'm glad he's taking a little break, and welcome, Michelle. Nice to talk to you again this morning. And
thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, I know you do an excellent job. You've done an excellent job for us in the past. And, oh, you work every day just about at the station. So there's, you know, but it's good to hear a different voice this morning. So we are, let's take a little second here to clear up some, hopefully some old business on the fishing tackle giveaway. Mary Catherine won the end of June. We've been unable to connect. The number that I call will not allow me to leave a message or anything like that. So I have left my number with Michelle. Mary Catherine, if you call, she's going to give you my number. Not everybody's going to get my number, but Mary Catherine can. And give me a call, and we'll figure out if we can connect and get you your fishing tackle package. If not, if it doesn't happen this week, next week we are going to give away the July package with the June package. We'll have two winners next week. Let's put it that way. We're gonna put off the winning of the tackle, which is a bass package and a snakehead package, to next week, and take a little pressure off Michelle. And that way we can continue on. Next week also we'll kick off the beginning of our sponsorship by a number of people, but especially the folks at Hawk Optics, who are providing a beautiful 3-9x40 muzzleloader, shotgun, and straight wall cartridge scope. And that was featured in the summer issue of Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We did a review of that, and we might do something further with that review, but go online, marylandhuntingquarterly.com. The whole magazine's on there, and you can read the entire review by our longtime field editor, Jim Amrine. And Jim has extensively tested ammunition and optics and firearms and archery and that type of thing. So Jim is well qualified to bring us this review, and it's good. It's a good review, honest, straightforward, and no fluff. So there you go. MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. Speaking of the quarterly, we have been working our butt off, not only here in Maryland but also in Delaware, and we will be presenting to those of you who are listening in Delaware a nice package for Delaware. I'm thinking maybe 8 pages or so in the next upcoming quarterly. We've got some good articles from there. We've got the hunting seasons. We've got a review of their biggest conservation organization over there, which is Whitetails Unlimited. We've got some pictures. So, you know, it's all good. It's all good. We've been really, really traveling around Delaware. Not a lot in whatever the northern county is, up in the Wilmington-Newark area. Not a lot there yet, but middle and southern, especially Sussex County, where the deer are, we've been covering that pretty good. So we're very excited about adding Delaware to Maryland Hunting Quarterly. So if you'd like to get in on the Fish and Tackle giveaway, you can do that. All you got to do is give Michelle a call at 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680 and say, "This is John. I want to get in the Fish and Tackle contest." You will leave your first and last name and your phone number and go on the air with me. And all you got to say is, "Hey, good morning. Just wanted to get in the contest." Or you can ask a question, make a comment, talk about whatever you want to talk about. But that's for any listener who wants to call and broach any subject you'd like to talk about. We got a couple things, but we'll see how it goes. Maybe the listeners will be calling all the shots today. Those of you who've been texting me, well, we appreciate the text and the emails. And if you want to get in on the Fish and Tackle contest, you can also email me on that too. And that's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. John B., good morning to you. Doing good. I'm awake, and I got a half a cup of coffee in my system right now. So, you know, this is how I sound on a half a cup of coffee. Wait till I get the full cup downed here, and then start on the second one. Yep. So, all right. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Like I said, we got a couple things coming up at first, but I have to do some past business from the last show. We missed doing Backyard Billy's one time last week, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to talk about Backyard Billy's for a little bit. You know, summer's here, and it's been a lot of rain and a lot of heat, but, you know, there are times of the day and the weekend where you can have a great time in your outdoors. You can have get together for crabs, which we did for my sister-in-law's birthday last weekend. That was great. Sit down, eat some crabs. And, you know, hot dogs, hamburgers, anytime, family reunions, birthdays, anniversaries, special days. But you're embarrassed because that old rickety picnic table is, you know, about ready to fall over and the benches are not safe. So, well, here's my suggestion. Stop by Backyard Billy's. Yep. There on Kent Island, that's your go-to place for making backyards fun. Giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, tables, chairs, in every type of shape or situation or height or seating arrangement. They've got those Adirondack chairs, about 1,000 in stock. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 right there. When you come off of Kent Island, you'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds. And not only that, there's greenhouses, there's chicken coops, there's dog kennels, there's kids' gym sets, there's pergolas, there's gazebos. All that stuff is sitting in Backyard Billy's backyard, and all that is available with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's ginormous showroom, check out the barbecue grills, not the barbecue girls. There might be a few of those, but the grills are what I'm talking about. Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe, and Memphis. There's a giant assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas and all that stuff for your, you know, for your ocean getaway, for your condo, for, you know, for your house or wherever you want to go. Browse that great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Contact backyardbillies.com, 827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. And that's that. And we'll do that again a couple times this hour. So I just wanted to make up for that. How about that? 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And let's see. I saved some stuff here. Sent myself some stuff. Those are all guys from Delaware. Here we go. Local. Delaware. This is from Delaware Online by Esteban Para. a jury just awarded $9 million to a hunter who died of cancer after using the ex-DuPont company's asbestos-laced shells. A Delaware jury awarded $9 million to a deceased hunter. The family of a deceased hunter, his name was Eugene Shepke, who died from mesothelioma linked to asbestos in shotgun shells. The lawsuit claimed E.I. DuPont, Dean & Moores and Company Incorporated and its subsidiary, Remington, knowingly used asbestos in their shotgun shells despite its dangers and failed to warn consumers. DuPont controlled Remington's manufacturing and safety protocols, including the use of asbestos, and prominently displayed its name and logo on the packaging. Now, keep in mind, the DuPont company named in this lawsuit is not part of the DuPont company that exists today, and that the defendant in this case does business by the name of E.I. DuPont, Dean & Moores, or EIDP. So, a Delaware jury has awarded $9 million to a family of an Illinois hunter who died of mesothelioma, which court documents say was caused by asbestos-containing, now here's a mistake, bullets, it's shotgun shells, produced by the former DuPont company, one of its subsidiaries. The award is one of the largest in recent Delaware memory, sent Thomas C. Crumpler, one of the attorneys representing the family of Eugene Shepke, who died on March 27, 2022 of mesothelioma, a cancer that's commonly caused by asbestos exposure. I paused right here for a very thoughtful, hopefully inspiring message, or not. How many shotgun shells do you need to fire to be exposed the amount of asbestos in those shotgun shells? Now, they say hunter, okay? Hunter. They don't say trap shooter, sporting clays, skeet shooter, anything like that. They say hunter. The family is very pleased that the word has gotten out about the asbestos shotgun shells, which is something that has never been disclosed, Crumpler said. They were the only manufacturer that put asbestos in there. The family wanted some accountability, and we're pleased that a Delaware jury has given some. Also named is in the lawsuit is Sporting Goods Properties Incorporated, which essentially is the new name of Remington Arms, according to the lawsuit. While the company that produced these, here it is again, bullets, was DuPont Company at the time of the manufacturing, the company that was sued in this case is not part of the DuPont Company that exists today. They're making that very, very clear, which was separated from the legacy company in 2019. That company, known as E.I. DuPont, Dean & Moores, and now EIDP Incorporated, is owned by Corteva Incorporated Sporting Goods Properties. One of the defendants in this case is an EIDP entity. A lawyer for DuPont could not immediately be reached for comment on the verdict. According to the lawsuit, which filed in Newcastle County Superior Court, DuPont did not warn Shepke or any other hunters of the dangers they faced when using Remington and Peters brands shotgun shells that contained asbestos. The lawsuit claimed that not only did DuPont and its subsidiaries not warn people using these shotgun shells, but the company, quote, in fact, hid the fact that there was asbestos in the product. In saying there was no need to use asbestos in the shells, the complaint explained that DuPont gained majority ownership and control of Remington in 1933. From that time until 1960, they made and marketed shotgun shell without asbestos. Boy, this is poorly written. It was not until 1960, when the dangers of asbestos were widely known by DuPont and Remington, that they decided to put its toxic material in the shells, the lawsuit said. Not only was this highly dangerous, it was not necessary as none of their competitors ever used asbestos in their shotgun shells. Remington became a wholly owned subsidiary of DuPont in 1980. According to the lawsuit, DuPont controlled the manufacturing, industrial hygiene, and safety at the plants where the asbestos was inserted into the shells. Now, why would they do that? I have no idea. DuPont had its engineers and machine designers stationed at the manufacturing plant on a full-time basis, the lawsuit said. DuPont treated Remington no differently than its various operating divisions. Its medical and safety departments directed how Remington should deal with asbestos and the various risks associated with it. The asbestos-containing shells were marketed, sold, and packaged as a joint product of DuPont and Remington. And on it goes. Your thoughts. Your thoughts. All right. Well, we need to take a break. While I'm letting that hang out there, let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. Stopped by there yesterday, I believe. I was at Clyde's and said hi to Rich and a couple of folks. They're getting ready for hunting season. Of course, the hunting licenses are there. But there's still plenty of fishing going on. They've got rods and reels, you know, the Shakespeare, the famous Ugly Stick, Pfluger, St. Croix, all those rods and reels. The kids' fishing combos, you know, are coming down here the last month. If you haven't gotten the kids out, it's time to do that. Get them out. You can get a fishing combo. Right there, trout, bass, catfish, panfish, specific, if you like, comes with a little tackle box. Got the rod and reel and line ready to go. So Clyde's also has a full complement of live and frozen bait and plenty of minnows, licenses, lures, hooks, and all the terminal tackle. And, you know, if you're fishing for rockfish at when the season comes back in on August 1st, they've got the circle hooks, the bucktails, the umbrellas, the parachutes, the eels. The eels are hot right now. Upper Bay eeling is hot, hot, hot. So, you know, and perch and trout, panfish and bass and everything else is coming in. There's very few of the fall fish so far, but there's plenty, believe it or not, bluefish out in the Southern Bay. Spanish mackerel are on their way. Puppy drummer coming soon. But, you know, here we go. Clyde Sports Shop, get ready. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. In Lansdowne, Halethorpe, Baltimore, 21227, 410-242-6108. The website is ClydeSportsShop.com, extensive website. Clyde's been around since 1957, open 7 days a week. Stop by Clyde Sports Shop for fishing, crabbing, hunting, firearms, and much more. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, the Sportsman Expo, sponsored by the Maryland Fur Trappers, August 1st and 2nd at the Washington County Ag Center at 7313 Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. There's no charge to attend. Learn about fur trapping, how to call waterfowl for predators, set a trap line, or just enjoy the outdoors. It's all here. On Friday, the grounds open at 8 a.m. with dealers for firearms, archery, fishing, and trapping supplies. Flip Ammo will have ammunition for sale. Features of day one include a kids section, youth bow shooting with the Boy Scouts, expert trapping demos, ride along to set up a live trap line. At 6 p.m., there's a crab feast and live music. Crab feast tickets are on sale online at MarylandFurTrappers.org. On Saturday at 7:30, ride along to check that trap line. Demos include Dakota Flowers, the ladies' world champion muskrat skinner, and Brian Elder shows thermal hunting equipment, live and silent auctions, top gun firearms raffle, tip jars, and more. Bucks, bears, stags, scores, Maryland trophies from 10 till 3. See August 1st and 2nd at the Sportsman Expo and Maryland Fur Trappers.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick, scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories
located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation.
And Will and Sonny, yes, indeed. All right. So, I looked this up a little bit, and nothing about asbestos in shotgun shells is really readily available till 2025. And there's one law firm called DuBose, The Hidden Dangers of Asbestos in Shotgun Shells. All right. So, shed light on the presence of asbestos in shotgun shells during the 60s and 70s, potential health hazards it poses, and the importance of safe handling and disposing. In the case of shotgun shells, asbestos was used by certain manufacturers during the 60s and 70s in the wadding, which is what I expected or suspected, or filler material. Wadding is a substance placed between the powder and the shot, ensuring that the shot remains intact during firing. It poses a significant health risk during the loading and unloading process. When handling these shells, microscopic asbestos fibers can become airborne and easily inhaled. Listen, I grew up from ages 6 to 18 in two nursing homes, okay, in Pennsylvania. Both of them had asbestos in the ceiling and the walls and so forth. I used to run those hallways and those rooms and everything else. In one of the rooms in the second nursing home in Somerset County, my parents had stuff stored, you know, in one of the storerooms in the nursing home, you know, from one move to the next. And I used to go in there and look at stuff and, you know, be in there quite a bit. You could see the asbestos in the ceilings and so forth. The other one I used to, I'm sure there was asbestos around the steam pipes that ran from the coal-fired boiler that was in about 100 yards from the facility underground to the nursing home to provide the heat. I used to run that tunnel all the time from one building to the other. You know, kid, when you discover something, man, you take advantage of it. So I'd go down and hang out in the boiler room. They called it the boiler room. And, you know, go back and forth in this tunnel with where these giant steam pipes would be, go from the boiler to the heat system in the nursing home. So far, so good. But I will guarantee you that I've had more asbestos exposure in 8 years of my life than this guy had shooting shotgun shells with asbestos in the wadding. Now, if you were a trap shooter, if you were a sporting clay shooter, if you were a skeet shooter, maybe back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, maybe. But how many shotgun shells do you have to fire to inhale enough asbestos to cause mesothelioma? You tell me, which is a lung cancer. Answers? Anybody? 410-WCBM-680. I'd like to hear that. And, yeah, you can find information online from a lawyer. How about that? All right. We're done with that. 410-922-6680. Comment, if you would, the rest of the hour. How about that? Robert, I got your email. You are in. Just sent in, and you're in the Fish and Tackle Contest. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com, that's the website, or the email address, ellisoutdoors.com is where you can find links to everything that we do here. And we did mention in the commercial for the trappers that bucks, bears, stags will be measuring deer at the Sportsman Expo, the trappers deal up there in Sharpsburg next weekend. We hope you're able to attend. It sounds like a really, really interesting place. So, yeah, there you go. I'm with you, John. Around the pipes in school, out in the hallway, we sat on the heaters every morning before homeroom. Yep, a lot of us were exposed to mesothelioma. I don't know a lot of people that have that. I do know one of the biggest biggest legal firms that handle asbestos is in Baltimore. What was the guy that owned the Orioles? Can't remember. He was one of the biggest ones. So the very first caller on the Outdoorsman radio show, a fellow by the name of Bert Gelvar. Very first caller. December, whenever, 17th, 1988, was Bert Gelvar. And I fished with Bert. Bert wound up getting afflicted with mesothelioma. Don't know how, don't know why. But Bert's a good guy. He took me to MSSA meetings, remember that? And we did go fishing out in 7-foot knoll one time. But a memorable experience. But, yeah, he's the one person I know that had mesothelioma. And I don't know the root cause of it. But 410-922-6680, an interesting subject. Let's talk about it. That's not the only dangers there are in the outdoors, you know. And it's one I don't personally particularly worry about because I may have some Remington shotgun shells from that era, but I'm not about to shoot those paper shells, I can tell you that. Let's see. Peter Angelos. Thank you, Kathleen. I appreciate that. That's who it is. Yep. Yeah, like some guys have smoked their whole lives and don't have lung cancer. I agree. And then some people get lung cancer who never smoked. You know, it is very interesting how all this plays out with our health and so forth. So, I did have a blood test yesterday. Man, I've got some bruises. It looks like she went through the vein on my right arm. Couldn't get enough blood out of my left arm. I can't believe it. Unbelievable. For 3 Lyme tests, and alpha-gal allergy was one of those. I can't remember what the other two were, but took a lot of blood. I can't believe that they needed 4 vials of blood for 3 Lyme tests, but is what it is. That's what the order said, so there you are. So just trying to, you know, make sure that everything's good. No symptoms so far, no joint pain, no weakness, no allergy to red meat. So I've been testing that one pretty good. All right. Mark wants to talk about asbestos. Let's talk to Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Good. You know, where do you draw the line on this stuff? When I lived in Towson, I had a sewer backup in my house. During routine remediation, the company handling that took a sample of the vinyl tile in my lower level of the house.
Right.
And the adhesive called cutback. Okay. It looks like tar, because basically it is tar.
Yeah.
They sent it to a lab, and it turned out that the tile was 3% of the tile was made of asbestos.
Okay.
And the cutback adhesive underneath of it was 5%.
Okay.
So there's a word, frangible, and
yes,
I gather means little particles breaking off and getting into
that's
the
exactly
air.
What it means. Yep.
And so the tile, did I mention the tile was under wall-to-wall carpet?
No, you did not, but okay.
Okay, that had been added after the house was
right
by somebody. They gave me an option. Would I like to have the house remediated? And I said, oh, yeah, sure, that sounds good. So the team with moon suits comes in using all kinds of filters and blowers and special materials to dissolve the cut back and grind it off. And I lost the use of the lower level an extra 2 weeks while they remediated the property.
Right.
And they got it all out. I don't know how much it cost because it was covered by
insurance.
The insurance company handling the claim. And I did it because I was concerned that if I ever sold the house, and it turns out I did, I didn't want it on record that my house had asbestos in it.
Right.
And that's the reason I had it remediated. And I thought logically, now I'm not a chemist, as you know, I'm a retired accountant.
Right.
But I do have common sense, like
yeah.
you, like
yeah.
most people.
Yeah.
Well, it may not be as common as we'd like to think.
Well, that's what world-famous fly fisherman Lefty Cray has been credited for saying. Common sense
yeah.
ain't that common.
Yeah.
So
he was right then, and I think he's right now. So
absolutely.
So they spent all that money paying the people in moon suits to work for 2 weeks remediating the property.
Right.
Now, how could you breathe it in?
There's
because
no way.
Because the tile wasn't subjected to any more wear.
Right.
People walking on it were walking on the carpet, which, oh, yeah, had thick foam padding under it.
Yep.
Which was above the tile.
Yep.
And then, of course, the adhesive was encapsulated by the tile itself.
Yep.
And so that's a kind of nonsense we've got going on.
Well, look at asbestos in roof tiles.
The lawyers go after the former Remington company.
Yep, they sure do. Yep. Well, what about asbestos in ceiling tiles and shingles and things like that?
Well, my brother, John, used to work in manufacturing, and he
right.
and his wife, Sue. And they were tested routinely for all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
Because of the things they were working with were deadly.
Sure.
And he assured me there are two kinds of asbestos, gray and blue. The blue is really bad.
Okay.
But the gray that we've all been exposed to.
Yep.
As a teenager, by the way, I worked in a brewery.
Here you go.
And I'll have to tell you the number of pipes that were coated insulated
yep.
by gray asbestos. And yep. we're all breathing it in.
Of course.
After they closed down, I was sent in to remove the asbestos.
Oh, good for you.
As if, you know, what did anybody know about removing asbestos back then?
Right. So you just cut the insulation and peeled it off the pipes.
Yeah. So,
I know.
I mean, there you are. And my neighbor down the street, who had two doors down, she had them pour concrete over her floors rather than lose 2 weeks because
okay.
it would set overnight to encapsulate it.
Wow.
So you're running through tunnels. I'm
oh, yeah.
ripping it out of a shuttered brewery, living in a house with it, and when I sold the house, I said it's only one in the neighborhood that is not doesn't have asbestos as an environmental hazard.
Exactly. So.
Didn't help me sell the house. But
no, of course not. So.
Yeah. So.
All right, buddy.
Then, you know why does a lawyer do it? Because they can.
Exactly. Yeah. No question. All right, my man.
And it ends up ruining, you know.
Yep.
Hunters.
Yeah, so I wonder how many lawsuits this is going to spark.
Yeah, and it
you know,
just drives up the price for
everybody else.
Yeah.
And shotgun shells. So.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yep. Wow. All right, buddy, appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm blessed to be an American.
You and I both.
But there is one thing about the British system that I do admire.
What is that?
And they don't get the kind of frivolous litigation because they have a policy in law, loser pays.
Oh,
when
like
you
that.
Sue somebody, if you lose, you pay your solicitor, your barrister, the other side's solicitor, the other side's barrister, and all the court costs.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't bring litigation in the UK unless you're sure you're going to win.
Exactly.
Now, somebody's going to lose, but unless they both believed they were going to win, or they wouldn't be there.
Exactly. Thank you for your comments, my friend. Look for Maryland Hunting Quarterly in Delaware at a shop near you.
Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL, handgun qualification license courses, can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Froggy went a-courting and he did ride, Froggy went a-courting and he did ride, Froggy went a-courting and he did ride a sword and a pistol by his side, He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door, him in. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door, and he hit it so hard that he made it roar.
All right, we'll let this story conclude later. Let's go to Chris in West Virginia. Morning, Chris. How are you this morning, buddy?
Doing well, Alan. Hope you are the same.
Yep. Sorry you had to wait so long, but
good.
That's how it goes.
Ah, no worries. I'm not doing anything this morning, just hanging out, getting ready to drink a cup of coffee. I was running a little bit late this morning.
So. Getting ready to drink a cup of coffee. Man, you're behind. I've got about I was about a quart low.
Well, I have to. My mom, before she passed away, she gave me her old stainless steel percolator.
Yeah.
So I perk my coffee, so it takes...
takes a minute.
Takes several minutes.
Yeah, so, that's the way my parents drank coffee. That's the way my parents drank coffee. Smelled of coffee all over the place. Yep.
Indeed, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, terrible bet that the asbestos stuff, the attorneys, they're just... they're a
yep.
blessing when you need them, but they're a scourge most of the time.
Exactly, exactly.
Yep.
And then they're saying... By the 60s, they knew how dangerous asbestos was. No, they didn't. You know, I just got a text from somebody that said back in the 70s, we would remove asbestos from old boilers with a claw hammer.
Yep.
You know, so I get it. You know, it's dangerous stuff, but I think you might have to have the right physiology or something to be that affected by it. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it's just something that some people can absorb it. You know, and some people can't. I don't know. It all depends on your sensitivity, you know? So,
yeah.
I think.
Anyway, better subject.
Yes, sir.
I've been seeing a lot of deer lately.
You have been? Good.
Yeah.
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 Much
more than usual.
Well, we're coming into that age where the does have pretty much raised their fawns past weaning stage. There's some late ones out there that are still being weaned. But
yeah.
most of them are losing their spots, and they're maturing pretty quickly. The bucks are growing their antlers. Yeah. They've got about a month left in that, maybe a little bit longer. And
yeah, I've got a nice 6-point on camera.
Yeah, they'll start getting together. The bachelor groups will start getting together, and why they do that in the summertime, and you know, particularly in August, I have no idea. But you'll see, you know, a whole group of bucks together right before their antlers. Start to shed the velvet, and you know that velvet is the fat, or that antler is one of the fastest, if not the fastest growing substance in nature. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, imagine a 50-60 inch bull moose sheds those antlers every year and regrows them in 4 or 5 months. That's pretty fast growth.
That is very fast, indeed.
Same way with every buck, you know, every mule deer, every elk, every caribou. They all do the same. All the cervids do that.
Yeah.
And you know, each year they grow back bigger and better if the nutrition is right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's fascinating to me. And what people may or may not know, it's a very spongy, soft material right now. Underneath that velvet, and that velvet protects it from insect bites and damage and things like that. It's very sensitive. It's got little tiny hairs all over it. That's why they call it velvet. But each antler is fed by 3 blood vessels, and when the antlers strip off, you know, it's bloody underneath because that's what's been going on. Well, as those blood vessels dry up and stop the flow of blood, then the antlers become hard. The velvet starts to strip off, and it's actually, you know, soft material like wet carpet when it comes off. And sometimes, you know, you don't find it in the wild, but it's said that they eat that stuff. Well, maybe they do. I don't know. But, you know, you don't see velvet, you know, on a fence or on a tree or anything. And then they don't rub their antlers to get the velvet off. I mean, if there's something troubling, they do. But they rub the trees and so forth to mark their territory. They begin, after the antlers are hard, they begin to mark their territory. And you'll see a string of buck grubs go down through the woods where you can, if you get at the right angle, like you're looking at it like a deer, it's like a fence line, you know? and the Bucks will see that and they'll go, oh, this is Joe Bob's territory over here on the left. I'm not going in there. And if he does, then Joe Bob gets mad and they have a little conflict in October. So,
yeah.
Deer biology simply explained by a simple person.
Yeah. Well, that's it in a nutshell.
Okay, I'm not sure I believe that, Kathleen, but maybe so. She said, if you stand next to a moose, you can hear its antlers grow. Maybe so. I don't know. So,
I've heard that bamboo grows rather quickly, too.
That's possible. Yeah, I believe it does. Yeah. So, all right, buddy. Well, watch out for the bears.
Yeah, buddy. I got one on camera past 2 weeks, so...
Well, good.
Have a good day, Alan.
You do the same, Chris. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
All right. Yeah, give a shout-out to my buddy Teddy. Take care.
All right, man. See ya. Bye. Thank you. All right, folks. Let's see. Interesting. You can also hear corn grow. If you can hear antlers grow, you can also hear corn grow. How about that? So, okay, 90 degrees. It's going to be 90 next week again. I don't know when we're going to get a break from this, but I will tell you this. The fireplace hasn't been on. The gas fireplace insert hasn't been on for quite a while. But when it is getting chilly, it is ready to go. And are you ready to go? That's the question. Are you going to go through another winter looking at that blank box on the wall that you've got? You know, might have a beautiful pile of birchwood set up beside there on a little brass holder, you know, but you're never going to start it. Well, why not use it for what it's intended for and have that empty box replaced with a beautiful gas fireplace insert from our friends at Hearth America Backyard Billy's? And you get to choose. You can have gas if you have gas in your house. If you live in a housing development, they don't allow gas or wood or anything like that. Put an electric one in. Or you can choose pellet, wood, gas, or electric. They have them available in all those different configurations. Now, we selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Look, we love dealing with them. We tried several places. Their expertise, their personality, their prices was all counted for our decision on that. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. You can also check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well for your primary or alternative heat sources. Like I said, you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert, and they do all the installation. I mean, everything from the insert to the chimney to they'll even help you if you want to put a stone casing on your wall like we did here. They've got masons on stock, on standby. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom, check it all out. You'll be ready for the coming, and it's coming, chilly weather. BackyardBilly's.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Hey, the Sportsman Expo, sponsored by the Maryland Fur Trappers, August 1st and 2nd at the Washington County Ag Center at 7313 Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. There's no charge to attend. Learn about fur trapping,
how to call waterfowl for predators, set a trap line, or just enjoy the outdoors. It's all here. On Friday, the grounds open at 8 a.m. with dealers for firearms, archery, fishing, and trapping supplies. Flip Ammo will have ammunition for sale. Features of day one include a kids section, youth bow shooting with the Boy Scouts, expert trapping demos, ride along to set up a live trap line. At 6 p.m., there's a crab feast and live music. Crab feast tickets are on sale online at MarylandFurTrappers.org. On Saturday at 7:30, ride along to check that trap line. Demos include Dakota Flowers, the ladies' world champion muskrat skinner, and Brian Elder shows thermal hunting equipment. Live and silent auctions, top gun firearms, raffle tip jars, and more. Bucks, bears, stags, scores, Maryland trophies from 10 till 3. See August 1st and 2nd at the Sportsman Expo and Maryland Fur Trappers.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll keep my freedom. I'll keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working. Try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change.
There you go. Hank Jr. Always got to add a little Hank into the show. Thanks, Clay, for the text. Said he'd do brake job as late as the early 80s, remove the brake drum and take the compressed air and blow out all the brake dust. It just blew out into the air for all to breathe. Didn't know the danger of asbestos. That's true. How about that? That's another use of asbestos in brake pads, that's for sure. How about that? All right. A bunch of asbestos stories this morning, and nobody said that they remember anything too much about, you know, asbestos in shotgun shells other than this one guy. We did hear from Michael, who said he has some old 30 caliber bullets made in the 40s or the 50s for an M1 that he inherited. Think it's safe to shoot. Well, absolutely safe to shoot. That's, you're talking about brass. You're not talking about a shotgun shell with a wadding material in it. And here's what I don't understand. The dangers in loading and unloading. Boy, I'll tell you, they were reaching. They were real, in my opinion. I have an opinion. I'm entitled to it. We live in America. It's my right. In my opinion, I don't know how that happens. But that's me. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you want to get on the phone during the break, Michelle will take your call. Great job this morning, Michelle. Thank you. And we will be back after the news. Get out, stay safe. Remember, hold tight to your family. They're very precious. Love the Lord. We'll see you after the break.